I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Minorities in Iraq are cautiously hoping for peace. The Nineveh Plains region has been greatly affected by ISIS. While some areas have yet to rebuild, Samuel of Redemptive Stories says,
in other areas, you're beginning to see some rebuilding, particularly areas that were hit hard by ISIS. Feel like now that there's enough peace in order for them to go back and begin to invest again. We've seen churches being rebuilt in places that were hit hard by ISIS, particularly in the Nineveh Plain, which has been exciting. In one area that we visited, the church was completely damaged, and they're hoping to have it ready for Easter.
An October peace agreement indicated that the displaced Yazidi people might be able to return home. Unfortunately, Samuel says that's unlikely in the near future. Learn more about the situation in Iraq and how you can pray at missionnews.org. Andorra International is known for starting deaf-led churches and getting God's word in the hands of deaf people around the world. We caught up with Doris Bob Terpstra to look back at how the pandemic affected deaf ministry this year.
So during the pandemic, we did not start new teams, but instead we took the time to really develop more resources and provide much more training. And that's put us in a position now that in early 21, we are going to launch some new teams, and they're going to be better equipped to begin their evangelism efforts in their deaf communities.
As Door International continues to be Jesus' hands and feet to deaf communities, you can support them with a year-end gift, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And please pray encouragement for deaf Christian leaders. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.